to worship in spirit and in truth, to tonight look into your word that you've so graciously preserved for us down through these years. And Lord, tonight we believe it to be the very word of God. And tonight we ask you to bless it to our hearts, that you allow it tonight to penetrate into the deepest and the darkest recesses of our soul and shine the light there and help us tonight. Because the only help we have comes from you. And so this evening, Father, we thank you and say to you, we love you because of what you've done for us, because of what you are doing for us, and what you shall do yet in the future. And we pray tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. There was a song that we sing sometimes out of our hymn book, and it was written by Miss Fanny Crosby, and I was reading, sometimes like to read the story behind the hymns that were written and so forth, and I had this song on my mind the other day, and I looked up something about it, and surprisingly I found that it was written in 1875, and then it kind of didn't catch on. It wasn't one of those hymns that she wrote that was an immediately popular hymn. D.L. Moody went to England, and Ira Stanky, his music man, used it there. But then it kind of lay dormant for many years. But in 1954, Billy Graham went to England and there preached in a crusade. And once again, this song was used, and it kind of caught on. And it's been with us ever since, and I think it may be one of the greatest songs that she ever wrote. And it's called "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Hath Done." And that's what Paul is saying to us here in the book of Ephesians tonight, and what I want you to think about tonight is, to God be the glory. Amen. Sometimes I think I'm like the spies that are going, went into the promised land so long ago to spy it out. And when they came back and they had observed all that was in the land of Canaan, and 10 of them had a negative report. They said that everything is as God has promised it to be, but yet they said there are giants in the land, and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. Sometimes tonight when I look around the world in which you and I live and I see all the things that's going on and taking place, I say to myself tonight, there's a lot of giants in this land in which we live. Yeah. But the other two spies said, yes, that's true. There are giants in the land, but our God be greater than those giants. Yeah. And tonight, sometimes I have to reflect and I have to sing this song to myself so that I might be encouraged in these days in which we live. And as I reflect back and look back and see the great things that God hath done tonight, I have to realize tonight for everything and every blessing of life, we need to give God the glory. Paul said to this church here in Ephesus that to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. That means through every dispensation of time, and that it'll never end tonight. There's a never-ending theme tonight, to God be the glory. Yes. And so tonight I want you to just think with me for just a moment tonight about giving God the glory. You see, tonight we need to give God the glory because God is greater than anything. Amen. He's greater tonight than our future. Moses, as he was talking to the children of Israel and as they were getting ready to enter into the promised land, and he wrote in the book of Deuteronomy, and that's of course the second law, and as he wrote in Deuteronomy chapter number 10, and as he's speaking to those people of his day and those Israelites of his time, he has this to say unto them, and listen carefully to what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 21. We could look at a lot of other verses in this chapter, but he sums it up here. He said, "He is thy praise, and he is thy God, and hast done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Moses said, look back and see what God hath done. And so don't worry about the future. Don't worry about what's going to take place tomorrow. Don't worry about everything up front. Because if God could take care of it behind, he'll certainly take care of it in the future. If he could dry up the Red Sea, if he could provide manna in the wilderness, if God tonight could do all of those wonderful and miraculous things he did for the children of Israel, certainly tonight he can still do them for you in the future, is what Moses is saying here to the children of God. And this evening, as we look back and see what God has done for us in the past, and I can say this evening that tonight God is going to be able to do the same thing for us in the future. We live in a time, and people say that times are rough, but tonight times may be rough, and times may get tougher. I don't know how tough and how rough the times are going to get. But there's one thing I can tell you this evening, above everything else, if you don't get anything else tonight that I say, and you don't remember anything else, please remember this one simple little truth. That times may be rough and they may get tougher and tougher and tougher, but thank God our future is assured. God tonight is able, as Paul said here, to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. You know, God has the ability tonight to do everything that we need done. He's able tonight to deliver us in the hour of peril. In the book of Daniel, you'll find that when the three Hebrew children were placed into the fiery furnace, that God was in there with them, and he brought them out without a scorch upon their clothing. He brought them out tonight, and there was no smell of smoke in their hair. He brought them out tonight and preserved them and took care of them in their hour of peril. Thank God tonight that God can take care of us in our hour of peril. Amen. That when things are going bad and we think tonight everything is fixing to go down the tube, God can step in. He's able tonight to heal when all else fails. Sometimes I'm asked the question, why doesn't God heal all the sick people? Tonight I say to you, there is no answer to that. There is an answer, but I don't know the answer. Let me rephrase that. And I'm not for sure that there's ever been a Bible preacher or a Bible scholar that could give you a solid rock answer tonight of why God doesn't heal all the sick people. I've listened to several messages through the years, and I suppose that of all the messages I've ever heard, and maybe the greatest pulpiteer of our time was Adrian Rogers, and when he got through, I still didn't know why God didn't heal all the sick. This evening, I can't tell you why God doesn't heal all the sick, but I can tell you tonight when all else fails and we get on our face and our knees before God and we begin to pray that he can do tonight when everything else is gone. And nobody else can't this evening. Some of us sitting here and some of you sitting here tonight are a testimony to what God can do in healing the human body. He can deliver us from temptation. I'm glad tonight that even though we're tempted, he's able to deliver us from that hour. He's able to bring us through tonight. He's able to give us the strength necessary to walk through that time. He can even tonight save the most evil and most despicable people that you could ever meet. It's amazing tonight what God can do. Right. Yeah. He can quicken and make alive. And he can give us grace. Amen. In our hour of need. Of all the things that God has done tonight, after saving our soul, after not blessing us so abundantly, after tonight redeeming us from our sin and forgiving us of our sin, of everything else that God does, let me say this to you this evening. I believe from personal experience, I believe tonight from reading the Word of God, that maybe the next greatest thing that God ever does for us is give us grace in our hour of need. Amen. I don't know what your need might be, but I believe tonight that God always gives us grace to get us through that time. Without the grace of God, I feel tonight and often wonder how in the world some people can do and get through the times that they go through. Thank God tonight He's able. Thank God tonight my future is assured, because God tonight is in charge of the future. He's a great God tonight who does great things.
Amen.
He's even greater than our failures tonight. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've made bad decisions in life. Not going to be like Brother Jack LeGrand, I hope, many years ago, and most of you might not have known Brother Jack, but he was quite a character from over at Birmingham, Alabama. He told me he was preaching in a church and said, he said, anybody here ever made a bad decision? Said this woman jumped up and said, yeah, I married him. So hopefully we won't have that happen tonight, but made a few bad decisions in my life. Remember several years ago, Desi and I went to St. Louis, Missouri, going to pick up a piece of equipment that we had bought, and we got a big U-Haul truck and a little trailer, and she was following me in my pickup, and we were trying to find this place and people telling us how to get there, and that's before they had these GPS things, you know, and all of that. Finally, we get pretty close, and I miss the street as I go by, and I thought, well, I'll turn down this next street and go make a circle and come back. One problem with that. It was a one-way street, St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know if you've ever been down a one-way street in a U-Haul truck or not. That's a bad decision. And I said, God, what are we going to do now? And I was hoping he didn't say, I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to get out of here. About that time, a man walked out and he said, you got some problems. I said, yes, sir, I have. I took the wrong turn, and I need to get back up that way. And he said, well, just back up here in my yard. We tearing this thing up, putting some irrigation stuff in it anyway. Won't hurt a thing. Just back up here in my yard, and I'll help you get out of here. I said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever made the bad decisions, but thank God he can get us through the bad decisions and the times that we fail him tonight. You see, Israel made a bad decision when they chose Saul to be their king. Samuel got a little upset about it, and Samuel was all mad about it. And God said to Samuel, hey, what are you mad about? They didn't reject you, they rejected me. They made a bad decision. Now let them live with it. And so they chose Saul, and God tonight brought them to a place tonight where the rightful king, King David of the tribe of Judah, was to come to the throne. And you see tonight, God tonight, even though Israel made a bad decision, he brought them through tonight, and he's greater than our bad decisions. He can help us through those times. Pastors sometimes make bad decisions. People make bad decisions tonight. From everything that I've ever seen tonight, when we are willing to come and say, God, tonight we've made this. We've got this mess, and we've made a mess of this thing. And God tonight, if you can... do something. Lord, we pray, we ask you, we beseech you tonight, dear Lord. God will always restore us and bless us and get us back in the right path tonight. I'm glad we've got a God tonight that even though when we make bad decisions, he doesn't just leave us there. But he leads us back out of it this evening. He's even greater than our plans tonight. You know, sometimes we have a lot of great plans, don't we? We plan to do this, and we plan to do that, and young people are taught to plan their life, and nothing against planning. Please don't misunderstand that. But you know, most of the time, our plans and our pursuits and our programs might not be what the Lord wants us to be tonight. Sometimes God has other plans, doesn't he?
Yeah.
From the time I was a small boy, My goal in life was to go to Cooperstown, New York, and be enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Needless to say, I never did make it. But God had other plans. He worked everything out. A friend of mine down in Union, Mississippi, he said when he wanted to take his guitar and go to Nashville, he was going to be a recording star, but God had other plans. See, sometimes we got a lot of plans, but God always brings us back to where he wants us to be. I read over in the book of Acts about the Apostle Paul, and Paul wanted to go to Jerusalem and witness to the Jews. God let him go, but I think God's plan was for him to go to Rome, because he had him put in jail and he got to Rome where God wanted him tonight. Some people don't see that, but I believe that with all of my heart. You see, sometimes God in his permissive will lets us go one direction to get us in the next direction and put us back in his perfect will tonight. I make a lot of plans, but sometimes God changes those plans and puts them back where we need to be this evening. Paul tonight, Nicodemus. I imagine if you went through the scripture tonight, you can find that James and John probably had big plans to take over their father's fishing business. They were going to be the big honchos, the big kahunas. But Jesus had other plans. He said, come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Tonight, God's greater than all the plans we can ever make. We simply need to follow him this evening. God tonight is greater than our human limitations. We're limited tonight. We're human and we're limited. But do you realize tonight that God is unlimited?
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
In the book of Luke, chapter 1, as Luke gives to us the account of the birth of our Lord, and as he records for us tonight the great story of the Lord Jesus coming into this world, and when Mary, his mother, was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, and that virgin womb conceived in it a son. And Mary says in verses 46 and 47, or 49, and then Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. I magnify the Lord. I give him the praise and the glory. I magnify him. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Understand this tonight. I believe with all of my heart in the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Mary tonight was a virgin, that the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and what was in her womb tonight was Emmanuel, God with us, the Son of God.
Amen.
And that was probably one of the greatest miracles, was one of the greatest miracles this world could ever find. The two miracles, the miracle of the virgin birth and the miracle of the resurrection. Who but God could have done that this evening? And you read tonight about if God tonight could put a child in a virgin womb, and he could bring a Jesus out of a virgin tomb tonight. Thank God tonight. Anything else is seemingly small to him, isn't it, tonight? He performs miracles for us today. Sometimes we don't view them as miracles. Sometimes tonight we don't think of them as miracles. But you know, tonight you look around at the things that God has done for you just in this past, say this past year. And you look back and see all the things that God has did for you. Thank God tonight he's still working miracles. And when the tornado come through and I walked outside and everything, I mean everything is level all the way around us, and we're in this one little spot here. And all I could say was, thank you, Lord. It's a miracle tonight that I'm still here. Thank you, God. Somebody said, no, you were just on the edge of the tornado. You can believe what you want. I believe it is the grace of God. You wasn't in that place when there was a shaking. They weren't in that place. I'm going to tell you tonight. I thought we was fixing to leave out of here. But God had tonight. He didn't. And all these other things that God has accomplished for all of us down through this time. What miracles he has wrought tonight. Thank God for that. Thank God tonight that he is so great tonight. That no matter what our human limitations are, God can still greater than that tonight. He's greater than the powers of darkness. Satan has great power. But I want to tell you tonight, God's more powerful. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, you find that Jesus there dealt with three different people, but one of those was a demoniac. And he was doing they had done everything they could for him, and they finally took him out and left him in a graveyard. And nobody could tame the demonic powers within him. But when Jesus came on the scene, he cast them out into the swine. Then you find him sitting in his right mind and clothed, going back to be a witness for what God could do. Amen. This evening, I want to tell you, God tonight is still delivering. Sometimes we think somebody may be impossible. We think tonight it might not ever be possible for that to happen to somebody. But I want to tell you tonight, I've got a miracle working God. And I've got a God tonight that's stronger than Satan, stronger than the powers of darkness. And this evening he can still cast out demons. He can still tonight do what only God can do. And we should never doubt the power of God. The demoniac wanted help. And Jesus gave him help. Tonight if a person sincerely wants God to help them and do for them, then God can do that this evening. He's stronger than Satan. He's greater than our enemies. We look around tonight and our enemies are strong. But he's stronger. I thought about Gideon over in the Old Testament. And they were scared to death. Gideon was hiding out, threshing wheat. Because he didn't want the Philistines to steal it. And the angel of the Lord come and called him a mighty man of valor. And he said, who are you talking to? And he began to detail what the Lord wanted him to do. And, of course, Gideon went through the process. But this evening, he got ready to go to battle. And he assembled him an army of men. And God cut it down to 300. And they won the battle.
Yes.
Why? God's greater than the enemy.
Right.
Jeroboam got a letter. Said to him, hey, we're fixing to come and ransack your city. Take away all your people as captives and kill you. Now, I don't know exactly all that was in the letter, but he got that letter. Took it down to the temple and he prayed. And God said, hey, I'll tell you what you do. You just get you a bunch of singers and praisers. So this battle's not yours, it's mine. They began to praise God and the enemy was routed. God's greater than our enemies tonight, folks. God's greater than our enemies. So tonight I leave you with this simple thought. He deserves the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son.
Amen.
Who else deserves our glory? Who else deserves our praise? You see, this evening, Paul, as he writes this church, and he said, to God be the glory in the church. This evening, he said another place, he said, I hadn't got anything to glory about save the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter tonight if it's the greatest preacher that ever lived or if it's the worst preacher that ever lived. Tonight, God still should get the glory. It's God's glory tonight. I'm not going to steal his glory. I'm not going to be glorified. I want to glorify and magnify the Lord tonight. I want to be as Mary and said, hey, I want to magnify the Lord. I want to let people know about him, the great God tonight that can do great and mighty things tonight. And if you need help, God can help you. If you need saving, God can save you. If you need a miracle in your life, God can do a miracle. And if he can't do the miracle, he can give you the grace to get through that time. Whatever you need, God can do for you this evening. To God be the glory this evening. We need to lift our voices and sing and shout and let this world know we have a God in heaven tonight that's still great. He's still mighty. He's still powerful. He's still loving and compassionate and graceful this evening. We need to let this world know that our God deserves the glory.
Amen.
All right. We'll stand together with me. Brother Briefby and Marvin would come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. I ask you to take this very simple message. Due to the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.